Good morning, Valley Bible Church. My wife thought I should wear my Dallas Cowboys jersey this morning, but I said, come on, who would wear a football jersey at a church? Who does that? Oh. Well, anyway, good to see you this morning. Thanks again to Lori for that great testimony about Nick's, and I hope that you really do consider that a great opportunity. Another thing that's really amazing that's happening right now is this Friday is the completion, this coming Friday will be the completion of our new edition. So much to look forward to in the year of 2019. Would you join with me as we pray and ask God's blessings on this day? We're grateful, God, for the blessings that are ours in abundance in Christ. You have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You've raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And we are complete in our Savior. And so we draw near this morning asking that You would indeed be the one who teaches us, that we would truly see You and experience the power of Your Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts in this place with a spirit of expectancy as You speak to us through Your Word and encourage us to obedience. These things we pray in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. One of the passages I think that all of us as parents would relate to is in the book of 3 John, 3 John chapter, 3 John verse 4, there's only one chapter. And the Apostle John said this, I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in truth. Now John was talking about his spiritual children, he wasn't talking about his children's children, but every Christian parent would say, there is no greater joy than their real children, their children who are their spiritual children, would walk in the truth. It's the greatest joy of any Christian parent. It's the greatest and highest prayer of every Christian parent that your children would know Christ and walk with Him. Parenting is one of the hardest jobs in the world, isn't it? It is. But what about the flip side? Being the child of a parent, is that difficult? When you think about it, that has its own challenges because parents are not perfect. None of us parents are. Not all of us are parents, but guess what? Every single one of us are children of parents. Whether your parents are living or they're gone, whether you had foster parents, adoptive parents, whatever, everyone, that's how we get here. So, therefore, this text this morning speaks to each and every one of us in this room. So open your Bibles to Exodus 20 and the verses, verse 12, Exodus 20, 12. And it's very short, so we don't need to stand and read it. But Exodus 20, 12 is the fifth commandment, and it says simply this, honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Honor your father and mother because the Lord is taking His people into a land and He's going to prolong their lives if they indeed follow that command. A little bit of background to where we're at so far. Remember, the mountain is smoking and quaking and lightning and thunder and all those incredible pyrotechnics, this theophany of God coming down on this smoking mountain to give His commands, the ratification of this covenant that He's making with His people. And He said, I'm going to take you into the land. You're going to be my nation and my people, and I'm making a covenant with you. This is the old covenant. And we have seen so far the first four commands. And the first four commands are vertical. They go upwards. They have to do with our relationship with God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make any images and worship them. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You'll keep the Sabbath day holy because God made the earth in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. So those first four commandments are between us and God, and the next six commandments are horizontal, and they have to do with our relationship with other people. How do we relate to others? Our love for God will be shown in our love for others. For the Israelites specifically, that relationship is going to be the covenant community. When they go into the land keeping the law, they're to be a people of laws, and they're to follow God's commands because they are first and foremost worshiping God and keeping the first four commandments. For us, it would be extended to all. You know the story of Jesus was tested many times, and there was an instance when a lawyer, imagine that, came up to him trying to trick him. And this lawyer asked him a question testing him, and he said, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment." Commandments 1, 2, 3, and 4. "The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Commands 5 through 10, in other words. And he said, "On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. If you love God vertically with everything you have, and you love others horizontally as your neighbor, you're going to keep the law." That's the whole law right there in a nutshell. And so that's where we're at in these Ten Commandments. The first four commandments teach us how to love God, and the last six commandments teach us how to love one another. So let's talk about this for a minute, this simple command. And the first thing we want to see is this. Honoring parents is honoring God. Honoring parents is honoring God because, of course, this is a command. This is not a suggestion. God is commanding those who are hearing and reading this to honor their father and mother. And any time we obey God, we're honoring him. That's very, very simple. Even Jesus said, "If you love me, you will what? Keep my commandments." So to dishonor parents is to dishonor God. Not just because he said so, but for a number of reasons. To dishonor your parents is to dishonor God. And one reason is because God is the one who gives life. God gave life to your parents, and guess where you came from? A simple recognition that you are dependent on the life of your parents. That's how you got here. Psalm 139, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And he talks about being in the womb of your mother. Every time I read that, I think about my mom, who is now in heaven, and I think about, I don't remember it, but the time that I was actually literally in her womb, and she gave me life. And so recognizing that your parents gave you life is part of honoring them, because it's an acknowledgement that God gave you life through your parents. Also, God has granted to your parents authority and responsibility. They have a responsibility for your life in bringing you up, and the authority to discipline you properly. It's a bit like those of you who are in the military, you know that an office carries with it positional authority and respect. For instance, you may not like another officer or the President of the United States, for instance, personally, or respect him, or that, but you respect the office. And we'll get to this a little bit later, but we should respect our parents because God made them our parents, and they have that position of authority and responsibility as our parents, and so we are to respect them. And I think it's important to say and point out, he says, honor your father and your mother. You don't get to choose a favorite. You don't get to choose which one. And notice, there is no age qualifier here, is there? This is not a Sunday school verse just for third graders. This is mainly for all of us. When he was speaking to the children of Israel, he was talking to the adults. Honor your father and mother. It has nothing to do with age. So this and that they are going to have a long life when they go into the land shows us God's emphasis on family. Family is important to God. He is setting up a husband and a wife, a mother and a father, and children, and this family unit that makes up culture and society. It would make up the nation of Israel. Marriage is important to God. Parents are important to God. Children are important to God. The family unit is the fabric of society. And when families are strong, culture is strong, and vice versa. And that's why we're in such dire straits today. God values marriage, and He values families. That's no disrespect, by the way, to those of you who did not have a family with an intact father or an intact mother or in that situation today. It's just an acknowledgement that this is God's basic design. There are many wonderful single parents in our church. They do a fantastic job. We have many in our congregation, and our hats are off to them. I was in a single-parent home as a teenager. So you think, yeah, what does Pastor Ben know about this? Believe me, I know a lot about the struggle to pay bills, have enough money for school activities, and the anger, the hurt, the frustration. Been there, done that. And our purpose should never be to disrespect single families with single moms or dads in our home. Our goal, our purpose rather, should be to support those people and lift them up. Still, we must realize that God's design is for a man and a woman to get married and to have children and to raise those children together in a home that recognizes God as the primary giver of life and authority and blessings. And we must recognize that. By the way, since he goes on to say the reason is given that Israel is going to go into the land, what's at stake here is not simply that your kids do their chores obediently when you get home from church today. It has to do with a nation, the fabric of a nation where children are honoring their parents. It's a lifestyle. Their very survival is going to depend upon the existence of them keeping the covenant as God has laid it out to them. So this is a very, very important command. It's true for the Israelites, and it's true for us as well. Second of all, honoring parents is more than obedience. The word honor is the Hebrew word kabed. We've talked about it many times. It has the basic meaning of being heavy or weighty. It is the word for glory. Whenever it talks about the glory of God, it is this word, kaved, the heaviness of God, the weightiness of God. And so here it is the heaviness, the weightiness of parents. It is to give someone their proper value, to esteem them of their proper value and weightiness. So placing a high value on someone or something else is this idea of honoring. When we think of valuable metals like gold, those heavy metals, they're not cheap. They're very valuable. And we would say that, I would say, my mom was worth her weight in gold. We say that about people. And that's what it means to honor your parents, to recognize the weightiness of their existence before God, because God has made them that way. So when you're younger, It does mean that you obey your parents. Ephesians 6 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But it means to obey them with respect. When you are younger, it means to obey your parents with respect. Not only do you obey your parents, but the way in which you obey your parents. Like the 11-year-old boy who comes home from school and he says, Mom, can I play video games? And she says, sure, after you take out the trash. He says, why do I always have to take out the trash? You never make Danny do it. You like him more than me. Then he goes and takes out the trash. Was he obedient? Did what he was told. Trick question, right? Was he obeying this command? No. He disobeyed this command because he did not show proper respect to his mother. Parents, your goal is never just to get your kids to do what you say. You can always get them to do what you say. Your goal should always be that your children learn to honor God. Right? No greater joy than my children are walking in truth. Should you be your greatest goal in parenting is that your children honor God, and they do that in this commandment by honoring you. And so you have a responsibility to make sure that they understand that, to teach them the why of obedience. You're doing this not just for me, son, daughter. You're doing this because this is what God has for you to do. But when we become adults, what does it mean to honor our parents? Honoring your parents no longer means obedience. Instead, you show your parents respect. You esteem them with the importance that God has assigned to them. You do not dismiss them. You do not treat them lightly. You do not treat them with contempt. If you do, you're dishonoring them and thereby dishonoring God. It's a long story about when we went into the Navy. I'd been in the ministry for 9 years before we went into the Navy. And it was a tough decision. It's a long story, but let me just tell you this portion of it. We sought a lot of counsel. And we went to talk to my dad. My dad was not even anywhere near being a Christian. But I remember sitting down. I remember sitting in the restaurant with him across the table, and we were telling him what we were thinking about doing. And I was looking for his advice, even though he wasn't a believer. I remember he looked very thoughtful for a minute, and he said this very simply. He said, "Well, it's a dangerous job. It's something I'd never considered. I didn't even think about that." He was right. I found that out later. It was a dangerous job. But my dad is a World War II vet. He knew that any job in the military is dangerous. And it was another portion for me to consider that I had not considered. And so we went to my dad and asked him for advice because I wanted to honor him as my father. On the other hand, when I went to seminary, just graduated from college, I remember talking to my dad, telling him I'm going to go to Dallas, I'm going to go to seminary for 4 years, and he said, "That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Why would you waste 4 years of college to go to seminary and go a whole different direction? Why would you do that?" I did not disrespect him or despise him. He wasn't telling me not to go, but I did obey God instead. There comes a time when we obey God rather than man, right? If God is leading us in a direction. But I didn't despise him or I didn't ridicule him. I did my best to show him value and honor. In the end, we must always obey God. One of the areas in which I failed is this. As a young man, my biggest regret in life is the way that I treated my mother in my rebellious years. That is, to this day, my biggest regret in life. I became a Christian, and I asked for forgiveness, and my mother, as gracious as she was, forgave me. But I learned something. There are no do-overs in life. You cannot go back and undo things that you have done. My mom was gracious to forgive me, but I hope you can learn from my negative example. Another thing about those of us who are adults when it comes to honoring our parents is that there may come a time when you have to care for your adult parents as they cared for you when you were younger. Many of you have had to do that, caring for your aging parents. People are living longer, but not always better, right? We have more machines and we have more medicine. We have more issues with dementia. Skilled care is incredibly expensive. How many people I have seen over the years who have amassed savings for their whole life, and did they give them to their children, to their grandchildren? No. All of that money went to someone changing their diaper, fixing them clothes, washing their clothes, fixing them food, skilled nursing care, and it just drains people's savings. It's an industry. I can't answer all those questions for you right now. Many of you are in the throes of that. I know Kyle and Cheryl, hats off to them, the way that he has taken care of his mom over the years for a long time. And some of you have been doing the same thing. And it's a difficult, difficult time in life. And there are no easy questions. But here's the principle you always want to remember. Honor your father and mother. Do what you can. Because God holds you to that. Third, and this is where the difficulties come in. Honoring parents is not conditional. It is not conditional. What if you have parents that are less than honorable? What if you have been physically, emotionally, or even sexually abused by a parent? What if your parents have and continue to ridicule your Christian faith? What if your parents have been or still are alcoholics, drug addicts, they've been in trouble with the law, have lived a sexually immoral life, or just generally bad character? What then? Surely you get a pass on this command. No. So here are a couple of some ideas if you have a problematic relationship. And you know what? All of us do. All of us have daddy issues and mommy issues. All of us have problematic relationships with our parents, don't we? And some, because all of our parents are sinners and in some way have failed us. But here are some difficult ones. If you are still under the authority of your parents and there is some kind of abuse going on, then report that if the law is being broken. But get some counsel, and we have opportunities and ways for you to be counseled here. Second of all, I know this is difficult, but this is what God requires of us. Forgive them. Forgive your mom. Forgive your dad for whatever it was that they have done. I was in my mid-30s before I dealt with the bitterness that I had toward my own father. But I did. It set me free. I encourage you to do the same. Next, treat them with respect. Do they deserve it? Maybe not, but that's not the point, is it? This is the one thing that you have control over. You can demonstrate respect no matter what they do or say. If you devolve into the same ungodly behavior as theirs, then what? What does that get you? Only cuts yourself off from God's blessings. Next, show them practical kindness. Not just smile and be nice. I mean, do kind things for your parents. If you are estranged from them or it's problematic, do kind things for them, because isn't your goal to win them to Christ? Isn't your goal to show them what it means to be a child who honors his father and mother? And to show them the love of Christ, because you love God, you are loving your neighbor? Yes. So in real and tangible ways, show them the practical love of Christ. And last, probably as important as any of the rest, pray for them. Do not neglect to pray for your parents. And yes, you can say, well, they don't deserve it, and they'll never listen. My dad came to Christ when he was 80 years old. It happens. Pray for their salvation. Pray for their growth. Pray for their obedience. Pray for God to work in their lives. Now, the fourth thing we see in honoring parents is that honoring parents is the path to an abundant life. The verse again, Exodus 20:12, says, "Honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." Now remember, the context here is he's talking about Israel. But what does this mean? Live, you know, that God is going to prolong your life. It basically means this: live long and prosper. Really? That's really what it means. But for them, for the Israelites, they were going to go into the land as God's covenant people, and if they would follow his commands, he would bless them. That's all it means. There is abundant blessings when we follow God and when we obey him, when we honor him by honoring others, when we honor others and honor him. Often found in the book of Deuteronomy, not only referring to this command, honoring father and mother, but many other commandments as well. If you do this, your days will be prolonged. And it refers to not just length of time for the Israelites in the land, but it also means breadth of blessing and the conditions that God would give to them as they lived under the covenant as faithful covenant people. So being in the land was the blessing of God's promise, and the land flowing with milk and honey was the blessing of obedience. Also, there are verses that say, if you don't do this, you will not live long. The point is very simple, isn't it? God's people are to keep his covenant. And so as we do that, we enjoy the blessings of the covenant. When God's people do not live covenantally, disobediently, they cut themselves off from enjoying God's blessings. It's very simple. Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly." He came for us to live an abundant life. He also said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father," listen to this, "my Father," if we keep his word, "my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our abode with him." If we love Jesus and we love his word and we love his commandments, he and his Father are going to dwell with us in blessings. That's where the abundant life comes from. He's with you. He's present to you and in you and through you and blessing you. And that comes when we are doing what we can to glorify him. And one of the main ways is for us to honor our parents. Ephesians 6, you know this in the New Testament. It says this: "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And then he goes on to say, "Honor your father and mother," which is the first commandment with a promise, "so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." Now, this is not a he's not saying that every child who obeys his parent is going to live to be 100. We know the life doesn't work like that, does it? Notice he says, they may live a longer life. The Proverbs tell us, and I think what we see in the rest of the Old Testament, very simply, is that if we obey our parents, we're much less likely to place ourselves in dangerous situations where we might lose our life. I placed myself in dangerous situations where I could have lost my life because I was disobedient to my mom. God spared me because he had a plan. But, you know, we all have friends. We all knew high schoolers. We all knew those who have died. That's a sobering thought. But the flip side of it is this: when we are obedient and when we honor our parents and therefore honor God, we are placing ourselves in a position of blessing. And God blesses us richly for our obedience to our parents. So here are some simple applications, just two things. First of all is this: seek to be a parent worthy of honor. Though it's not included in the command in the text, I think it's worth saying that parents should seek to be honorable, shouldn't they? Of course they should. You want to be the best parent? Be the best Christian you can be. Why not make it easier for your children, right? Why not make it easier for your children to honor you because you are honoring God? It will come much more naturally. Why make it difficult? Instead, seek to be a parent worthy of honor. And second is this. Thank your parents. Thank them. Say it. Write it out. Say it somehow. Communicate to your parents that you are grateful for their sacrifice. Even if you have a troubled relationship, think back. There is something that they have done for which you can thank them. Yes, there's a lot that needs to be unraveled, but thank them. Dennis Rainey wrote a book a number of years ago called The Tribute. I don't know if you have read that. But it's basically this idea, to honor your parents, writing out a tribute to them, thinking back on their life and putting into prose a tribute to honor your parents for the things that you have seen in their life. And I think that's a great thing to do. But do it. I can't tell you how many times I've been with people who have lost an elderly parent and they said, I didn't get to say what I needed to say. I didn't get to say the things I needed to say. Why wait till then? Why wait till you're not sure if they can hear you or not because they're in a coma? Why not talk to them face to face? I know it may be hard and maybe there may be things between you, but tell your parents thank you. 3 John 4 once again says, I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. We should be those children. Father, thank you for the clarity of your word. Difficult, yet uplifting. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to understand the greatness of this command, that you want blessings for us. You really do want us to live long and prosper. You really do have our best interests at heart. And you want our moms and dads to know you. We pray that we might be instruments in your hands of your blessings. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know who is the greatest example of a child honoring their father? Jesus Christ. He submitted to his father, even though it was painful, even though he said, I don't understand. Is there another way? But he went to the cross for us. This whole thing about the commandments is about this covenant that God was making. And remember the old covenant, the sign of that covenant. Gentlemen, you can go ahead and disperse those. The sign of the old covenant was the keeping of the Sabbath. If you keep the Sabbath and if you honor that, that's the sign that you're under the old covenant. We're no longer. The sign of the new covenant is different. The sign of the new covenant is this, communion. Because it's a way of saying, I am in communion with the Father vertically, and I'm in communion with my brothers and sisters, with my family horizontally. And so Jesus said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You'll find in the cup, the second cup, the bread. And please wait for everyone to be served. And we're going to sing, I think, one verse. And then we'll partake together. Let us pray, though. We thank you, Father, for your Son, the perfectly obedient one who honored you in all things, who did not sin, who gave his life for ours, we who have sinned, we, each and every one of us, who have dishonored our own parents, and many other things as well. But you have forgiven us in this new covenant, this new relationship ratified in the death and resurrection of Christ. And we proclaim it this morning that we are in communion and fellowship with you through Christ, and we are in fellowship and communion with one another through Christ. And we declare his death until he comes back. Thank you for this cup, this bread that represents his blood and his body given for us. Amen.